Hello, this is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're for the birds. Wow, did you hear that bird song? It definitely ranks up there as our favorite. It's the song of the wood thrush. It's flute-like, clear, beautiful, and calming. We seldom see the wood thrush, which is a reclusive bird, residing mostly in shadowy woods, but we've been hearing them this spring near our house, and it's always such a joy to hear them singing. We notice some birds because of their brilliant colors or their striking markings, or maybe their aerial acrobatics. But then there are the birds who capture our attention with their beautiful songs. One of the most remarkable of these is the wood thrush. Jim, could you tell us more about that song?
In producing its song, the wood thrush can sing internal duets with itself. In the final trilling phase of its three-part song, it sings pairs of notes simultaneously, one in each branch of its Y-shaped syrinx or voice box. The two parts harmonize with each other to produce a haunting ventriloquial sound. From late spring through the middle of summer, the thrush's three flute-like notes are the first bird song we hear in the morning and the last we hear as the woods grow dark at night. John James Audubon wrote that this thrush's song, although composed of but few notes, is so powerful, distinct, clear, and mellow that it is impossible for any person to hear it without being struck by the effect which it produces on the mind. He goes on to call it his greatest favorite.
You'll likely hear the wood thrush before you see it. The male sings his haunting, flute-like Iole song from the lower canopy or mid-story of deciduous or mixed eastern forests. They're not easy to see, but you might see them foraging quietly on the forest floor and digging through leaf litter. The male sings most earnestly as he tries to attract a mate. After being successful at this, he pretty much leaves the female to select the nest site, build the nest, and incubate the eggs by herself. The male does help by bringing food for the fledglings, but he passes the food to the female, who still has to clean it and prepare it before giving it to the chicks. So Jim, can you tell us what the wood thrush looks like?
They're really beautiful. Although they're not remarkably colorful, they're a warm reddish-brown above and white with bold black spots on their underparts. Juveniles show a somewhat muted version of the same pattern. All have bold white eye rings. The wood thrush is a long-distance migrant. Twice a year, wood thrushes cross the Gulf of Mexico in a single night's flight. They spend the fall and winter in Central America and return north in the spring. Wood thrushes are still common throughout the deciduous forests of eastern North America, but populations declined by almost 2% per year between 1966 and 2010, resulting in a cumulative decline of 55%, according to the North American Breeding Bird Survey.
There's some other lovely songsters in the same family, and one is the hermit thrush. Listen to its mournful, flute-like song. We often hear it when we're picking blueberries in the woods in the late summer. And listen also for another thrush, the veery, particularly early in the morning and near dusk. Its song is a haunting, downward spiraling song emanating from rich woodland or forest. We do hope you'll listen for these wonderful spring and summer sounds. They're a true gift of nature. For Farm and Country, This has been Jim and Pat Sanders, and we're For the Birds.